And what is that first step? Are you getting any sense yet of what the agency is doing timeline-wise?
What we had heard, or just reading some of the press, of course, is Secretary LaHood had said yesterday, I believe, based on Congress agreeing to the bipartisan bill the other day, that everyone would be back to work on Monday. What that means and how quickly that is, but that did give us indication that the wheels were going to start turning.
And have you has that started to happen? Have you heard anything out of the agency this afternoon?
As of a few minutes ago or before I came on, I had not. I just a few minutes ago received in my email, this is from the head of acquisition and FAA, that this is an internal memo, that they would be starting to fund and then lift the stop work orders. And, again, what that means we don't know and how quickly that will happen, but it does appear, again, that the wheels are turning.
So you know that sometime in the not-too-distant future, you're going to be going back to work. That's the good news. I guess the bad news is, as I mentioned in the newscast, this is only supposed to last until September 16th. How does that impact how you are thinking about trying to get your people back to work and get these jobs done for the FAA?
Well, again, and this has sort of been indicative of this year with the budget problems and the FAA's being able to fund things a month at a time because of budget approval and authorization to spend. It means that if things don't get resolved in September, which will be right at the end of the government's fiscal year when normally there is a lot of spending and obligation of money, then we could have a lot of problems and contracts will not be able to be funded, money committed, and we could even be in a worse shape in September, actually.
Explain how you try to plan around all of that and I mean, you've got payroll to meet. When we talked on Tuesday, you were talking about the plans that you were making at that time to lay people off and let people know, I'm sorry, we just can't keep going right now until we get something out of the agency.
Right.
Talk about how you try to strategize around all of what you just laid out there.
Well, you have to take it one step at a time, but you also need to try and be out there and plan what ifs, which is what we've been doing all week. What if this happened? What if that happened? And you have to be prepared for that. And then depending on what the timing is, you need to know when that is in your funding cycle with your funding institutions so that you can try and keep them as up to date as possible so they're working with you and there's not surprises. And that really, again, is just a day-by-day-by-day thing and staying on top of it.
You told us about the contracts that you hold with the FAA on Tuesday, and we have that interview posted still at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. What kind of a ramp-up time do you need? If they come to you on Monday and say, okay, we're set, stop work orders are done, our people are back, and you can get back to work, how soon is it that you would be able to be back at full force working on these contracts?
Based on the length of time that we've been out and having really a dedicated workforce, our managers and team leads have been in contact with our staff on a day-to-day basis to keep them involved in what is going on and provide them information. All of them want to come back. They're ready to come back, and it's really just giving them a call, sending emails. We're communicating in multiple ways to make sure everybody's getting it, and they'll be back on the job, you know, the next morning if we get that word Monday.
So you can push the button pretty quick and get back to full strength.
Yes, yes.
Is there any possibility or fear on your part that you might have lost some people along the way, some people who said, I like to work for CGH Technologies, but I got mouths to feed and I just got to go someplace where I can get to work immediately?
Well, I mean, that's always possible. We're hoping that's not the case because, again, we have been staying in contact with everyone. But, again, you know, we're not as big as some of the companies, so we do have the ability to do that. And so we're hoping we get the word and everyone will be able to be back on the job then.